News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And you'll be very familiar with our next guest, who's been on the telly for more than 20 years, revving cars in a spectacular way and going on grand tours around the world with two of his friends. That's probably a sufficient hint on who it is. Richard Hammond is back with a new season of his Discovery Plus show, Richard Hammond's Workshop, and he's with us now. Richard, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, yeah. And it's quite an exciting time. We're launching a new series of The Workshop Show. But the key thing is The Workshop itself is real. It's a real venture. I started it because my granddad was a coach builder. So he worked with cars, he built cars. And I've spent 30 years now commenting on other people's work, criticising cars, driving cars. And I kind of wanted to do something a bit more real. I wanted to be in the industry itself. So I set up a workshop, which means I can be judged not by what I say about cars, but by the actual work we produce. I've grown up, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, that's the other side of it. I find it somewhat fascinating to watch the programme because it feels like this is a hobby that got out of hand.
It totally is. Yes, it's a hobby that got out of hand to the extent that I had to sell half of my car collection to pay for the business and to support the salaries and buy the spray booth. So I ended up selling half of my hobby to pay to restore other people's hobbies. I'm a rubbish businessman. That's the problem.
And the other side of this is you kind of brought in your let's describe them as your co-partners on this. The family that you have brought in, the Greenhouses, have been a major part of this. And you kind of had to provide refuge to them because they lost where they were working.
Well, yeah, that's why it came about. About 4 years ago, a guy, Neil, who's really the centre of the workshop, the heart of the workshop, he's just a local guy. He rented a little workshop and he'd restored an old Bentley for me, an E-Type Jaguar for me. And I used to go every Friday when I wasn't travelling the world doing stupid telly stuff. I'd go on a Friday and I'd take fish and chips. We'd have a fish and chip Friday and we'd just sit on a crate and talk about the cars and the work, and I loved it. But one day I turned up and he was a bit down. What's up, mate? So, well, I'm losing the workshop. They're developing it. So, oh, no, well, that can't happen. I need you to carry on doing my cars, but I'm not going to employ you because I'm not Jay Leno. And there's no dignity in it for you just working for some tart off the television who one year might say, I don't want to do any cars this year. And then you won't have any work. So why don't I bankroll us into another workshop? You can spend half of your time working on customer cars to pay the overheads and your salary and half the time working on my cars. That was the plan. Then I thought, and this is where, I don't know why I did it. I thought that might make a nice TV show. And so we got it commissioned as a telly show. And then inevitably my ambition took over and it went from being a tiny little workshop to an enormous one. So at the start of this series 4, you can see it's a massive workshop. There's a big team that needs managing. The overheads are enormous. I'm having to every month stick my hand in my pocket and pay to support the business. So it all got a bit complicated.
Yes. And your family got involved as well. Your wife is very much on your shoulder on this one, presumably to make sure you don't lose the run of yourself.
My wife and daughters are involved because I work based from home. Although I have to say my wife and one of my daughters, Willow, are tearing around me right now as I speak to you because we've just learned that Willow, they leave for France for a family holiday tomorrow. Her passport is out of date.
Ah, wonderful.
So while I'm talking to you, she was standing against a wall whilst Mindy took her photograph against a white surface to get a new passport. And they've run off. Oh, no.
Yeah, but you should never work with your family. It was bad enough working with the other two Egypts that you had to spend a lot of your career with. But working with your family now means you've no escape.
Yeah, no, none whatsoever. And my eldest daughter, who isn't here today, but she's just graduated Bristol University with a first in English because she got all the brains. I don't know where they came from. Has never shown any interest in cars or television, but suddenly is. So in the first episode, she and I go and do a vintage car trial, which is basically when you take a 90 or 100-year-old car and beat the proverbial out of it, driving it up and down muddy hills for a day in competition against other people doing the same. And my daughter came with me and was magnificent. She drove and loved it. So that reconnecting with my family by finally coming home after 25 years living out of a suitcase for the other shows that I've done has been magnificent. I don't know that they'd say the same about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure they have opinions, but they're not here, so they can't give them, Richard, which is good news for you. The other side of this that makes it different is it's not just about the putting the cars back together and restoring them and giving that loving detail. You also, as you mentioned, you go and race these cars as well. So you're combining work with hobby. Of all the cars that you have worked with, do you have a favourite?
The cars that we've worked with, yeah, and you see it in episode one of series four. We were approached by the Royal Logistics Corps. Brigadier Mike Caldicott approached and said, "Hello, we've got this car that's in our museum. We'd quite like you to restore it for us." It was Field Marshal Montgomery's staff car, a 1939 Rolls-Royce Wraith. And then he said, "We'd like you to restore it in time for the D-Day 80th commemorations because it's got to be there." Right. So we did 2 years' work on that car in 2 months. We stripped it completely, remade parts of it, repainted the whole thing, and had the absolute honour of driving it over to Normandy, over to the beaches, around the cemeteries, through the towns that it drove through with Monty in it back in the day. And in fact, Monty, Churchill and Eisenhower all rode in that car, were all seen by the troops at the time of the D-Day landings. So for a little idiot from Birmingham, who stumbled into a career of cars and television and then set up a workshop restoring classic cars. For me, to be driving that car through the crowds to that incredible event was just a privilege. My tiny little brain could barely compute, really. How did I come to be doing that?
But you have done it, and you've done it extremely well. And Richard, how long are you going to keep doing this? How long do you think you can keep the greenhouses and your family on board?
Yeah, the key thing is, this is a real business. It's not constructed for television. It's working now. When the cameras go away, we carry on. We're still doing it. It's got to pay. These are people's salaries and jobs and careers. They're skilled. They've spent years acquiring these skills and abilities. And I can't just switch it off because we're not making telly about it. So I want it to carry on forever. I want it to grow. And don't forget, right now, as it's ever more important that we preserve resources, that we protect the environment, for some people, an electric car is perfect. For others, they'd be better off with a carefully restored car from 30, 40 years ago whose carbon footprint is well in the past. And it can be run on synthetic fuels now that don't involve any fossil fuel. So it's part of the future. So it's not just whimsical and romantic. It's important. It's a big industry and it's going to grow. And I want the smallest cog to continue being part of that. So it's a real endeavour.
Richard, thank you very much. I wish you the best of luck. It's a very enjoyable show, Ciara. It really is. And that's on Discovery Plus.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.